If you ask most people what they're looking for in life, they probably tell you happiness. That's their goal. They just want to be happy. But the question is, how do you achieve that elusive goal? What's the method? What are the tricks? I think a medrash in this week's parsha can give us an insight which can help us more easily achieve happiness in life. In Parshas B'Shalach, the Torah tells us about the great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf and the shira that Bnei Yisrael sang afterwards. From the psukim, it seems that Bnei Yisrael were overjoyed as they walked through the split sea. But from a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, one gets a different impression. The pasuk says, "Avosenu b'Mitzrayim lo hiskilu nifla'osecha." Our forefathers in Mitzrayim didn't appreciate your wonders. Lo zachru esrov chasodecha. They didn't remember your many kindnesses. Vayamru al yom b'yamsuf, and they rebelled at the sea in Yamsuf. At first glance, the last part of the pasuk seems a little bit wordy. It should have been enough to say vayamru al yom. They rebelled at the sea. After all, the psukim in this week's parasha describe that when Bnei Yisrael saw that the Mitzrayim were catching up to them, they complained, "Why do we have to leave Mitzrayim? To die here in the Midbar? We should have just stayed in Mitzrayim." And then, when Hashem told them to jump into the Yamsuf, at first they refused to do so. They did rebel at the edge of the Yamsuf, at the edge of the sea. But why did the pasuk have to use the double lashon, vayamru al yom b'yamsuf? The Medrash says that Bnei Yisrael actually rebelled twice. Even after the sea split and they started to walk through the seabed, they complained that it was muddy. One turned to the other and said, "In Mitzrayim we had to deal with mud, and here we have to deal with mud. In Mitzrayim we had to make bricks out of mud, and here we have to wade through the mud." It's difficult to comprehend. Just a moment before, they were trapped. In front of them, they found a raging sea. Behind them, the Mitzrayim were closing in. And suddenly the sea splits, and they witness an incredible miracle, tremendous Gilui Shechina, and all they can do is complain that it's muddy. Of course it was muddy. That's what happens when you take water away from a seabed. Couldn't they have appreciated the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf without complaining? This seems to be a recurrent theme with Bnei Yisrael. Later in the parasha, when they complain that there's no food, Hashem gives them the man. The man was the most incredible food. It had whatever taste you wanted. It was completely nutritious with no waste left over. You didn't have to go to the bathroom after eating the man. And of course, it was free. Free food. What could be better than that? And yet, in parashas Baloscha, Bnei Yisrael complained about the man as well. How do we understand this? The Kutzker Rebbe once explained that happiness is often a function of a person's attitude. There are some people that always have a positive feeling. They always see the positive in a situation, while others always see the negative in a situation. To some, the glass is always half empty. To others, the glass is always half full. After Kriyas Yamsuf, it says that Bnei Yisrael came to Mara, but they couldn't drink from the water. V'lo yachol lishtos mayim mimara ki marinim. We generally translate the words to mean that there was no water to drink because the waters were bitter. They couldn't drink them. The Kotzker suggested that maybe there's a different interpretation. They couldn't drink because they were bitter. The people were bitter. Their attitude was too negative. So no matter what you did for them, they thought it was bitter. A person could be the beneficiary of the greatest miracles. He could be the recipient of the most amazing presents. But if he has a negative attitude, it's all going to be bad. Happiness is often a function, not always, but often a function of a person's frame of mind, of a person's attitude. If he has positive thinking, it's more likely that he'll feel satisfied, he'll feel happy, no matter how much he has, no matter what happens to him in life. Someone told me a story that they read recently about a family that went on an outing, and when they came home, they realized that they were robbed. They stood in shock at the entrance to their ransacked apartment. The china cabinet that just a few hours ago held their precious silver now stood empty and bare. As the husband and wife tried to comprehend, tried to come to terms with the tremendous loss. The oldest child piped up and said, "Thank God they didn't take our svarim." The 7-year-old daughter continued, "Thank God we weren't here when the robbers came." It's not easy to see the positive in a bad situation. And there's no guarantee that positive thinking alone will lead us on the path to happiness. But it's certainly a great place to start. Good Shabbos.